Lesson 26. The 26th lesson. English money. At the bank. If you are going abroad, you'll want to know something about foreign money and banks and that sort of thing. English money, for instance, is very strange until you get used to it, especially if you've been used to a decimal system. There are two copper coins, the halfpenny and the penny. Don't bother your head about farthings, of which there are four in a penny. Then there are four silver coins, the sixpence, the shilling, the 2-shilling piece, and the half crown, worth 2 shillings and sixpence. I don't suppose you'll often come across a threepenny bit in London, and I don't think there are many 5-shilling pieces about either. Then there's a 10-shilling note and a pound note in common use. And for larger sums, there are 5-pound notes, 10-pound notes, and so on. There is very little gold in circulation, but you may occasionally see a sovereign or a half sovereign. Remember that there are 12 pence in a shilling and 20 shillings in a pound. If a reel of cotton costs 4 pence, you put 4 pence, that is to say, 4 separate pennies, on the counter. But it doesn't cost 4 pennies, it costs 4 pence. It's what we call a fourpenny reel. Similarly, you say tuppence, threepence, and so on.
Can you change some money for me, please?
Certainly. What is it?
I have some French francs, some German marks, and a few Dutch florins. What are the rates of exchange?
The franc is 120, the mark 20, and the guilder 12 to the pound.
Well, I leave the calculation to you. Here's the money.
Very good. The francs are worth 48 pounds, 14 and tuppence. The marks exactly 9 pounds. And the florins, 1 pound, 3 and 4 pence. That makes 58 pounds, 17 and sixpence in all. How would you like it, sir?
Can you let me have some 5 pound notes?
With pleasure. Here are 10 5 pound notes. 8-pound notes, and the rest in silver. How will that do?
I wonder if you'd let me have the sixpence in copper. Thank you. Can I open an account here?
Not in this part of the office. You must go to the bank downstairs, where the manager will arrange it for you.
I'm very much obliged to you.
Not at all.
I want to open an account, please.
A deposit account or a current account?
Well, I want to be able to pay for things by check.
Then you want a current account. How much money do you want placed to your credit?
Here's £200. I think that ought to last me for some time.